Let's turn to Zeynep Tufekci. She's an assistant professor at UNC Chapel Hill. And like I said earlier, we often have her on the show because her focus is how technology and activism intersect all over the globe. And the first thing I asked her is something we've been asking you at PRI.org. When was the last time you protested something, and how did you do it?
It was 2 weeks ago. It wasn't a protest as much as a vigil. When three young Muslim students in Chapel Hill were killed by a neighbor under murky circumstances. And there was a community outrage both at what had happened, whether it involved anti-Muslim prejudice or not, we don't really know. But just there was this outrage about all the things, so a lot of people came together.
So take that one example. I mean, what thoughts occurred to you about how that vigil took place?
Well, one thing that I found it was very sad, but one thing I found comforting was that when I heard about what had happened, these three young students killed, and I felt alone because it felt lonely to be so outraged by myself. And when I went to the vigil and I saw thousands of people, including many UNC students, who were just like me, they were sad, they were confused, and I felt strength and comfort from that. I think that's a key act in protesting, is that you think you're alone and you're the only person that cares about something, and then you show up and you're like, I'm not the only one who cares. And that gives you hope, even in the midst of that grief, that gives you hope.
I mean, I think that's going to be kind of a theme that we start seeing throughout the hour today on the world, is just, it's not necessarily in first steps anyway, activism as a way to get to change, but maybe just to get those first building blocks of community started.
Absolutely. And I think either online or offline, I think the biggest function of protests to let you know that you are not the only one. In fact, there's a technical term for it in social science. We call this pluralistic ignorance. And it's when you're actually majority, but you think you're the minority, something that upsets you, but you think, I'm the only person who's upset by it. That's a very different social dynamic than going online and seeing your neighbors also upset about it, or going to a protest and seeing your fellow, citizens upset about something. And it's that community that gives people the power to go for change. In fact, every movement you see, if you go back to the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King Jr.'s writings are infused with what he called the beloved community, the community of people who related to each other in a moral indignity at what was going on. And that's what he found strength from. And it's almost like what they say about soldiers in the battlefield. They don't fight for their commanders, they fight for each other. A lot of protesters over time bond with each other, activists bond with each other, and find that is the well from which they find the strength to face what they're trying to change.
Zeynep Tufekci, UNC Chapel Hill. Great to be with you in downtown Austin to have this conversation.
I know, in person, yeah. Too. But thank you for inviting me to this conversation.